This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Up some gear. The Grizzlies gave us some giveaway stuff, and I went to go pick it up. And the lady at the front desk was like, she's like, how can I help you? So I'm answering the same. You sure are. And she's like, oh, I listen to you every day. And she's just telling stories about, you know, how, you know, stuff. She said she watches the podcast. She hears me on you guys' show on Friday. And it's just kind of overwhelming emotionally to think about, you know, the support that I get. And this is me giving you guys flowers for giving me this stage, you know, to do this for years, man. We've been doing this for, I don't even how long we've been doing this, but we've been doing it for a while, you know.
Yep.
And like I said, the show is about to start going Monday through Friday, every day at 2 p.m. Tune in. It'll be live at 2 o'clock. I've never done live podcasting and extended like this. I do it sporadically every now and again now, but I'll be doing daily live shows on Bluff City Media. And, of course, the podcast will be available, you know, whenever, forever. So I'm excited, bro. Like I said, we're going Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. live on Bluff City Media YouTube.
Bro, congratulations.
That's awesome.
Your talent and tenacity have gotten you where you are.
Absolutely.
And we admire you so much, man. Appreciate what you've done just as much, if not more, for our show, brother, each and every Friday. I can't tell you how many times I hear the same thing. Man, I love listening to Sane on Fridays, man. Love y'all show, but I love Sane on Fridays. So know that you have done just as much for us, man.
Amen.
And congratulations again on going daily, brother.
Yes, sir. We got local breaking news, too, man. I don't know if y'all saw that over there at Lamoille, Illinois. Munsley just put it out. Did y'all see that?
New coach.
Faraji Phillips.
Yep.
Yeah, that's dope. That's pretty dope.
Head coach at Lemoyne. Does he succeed Bonzi?
I thought like lately it was like Antonio Harris or something.
Okay, where'd Bonzi go?
Well, I thought he'd been gone for a minute. Didn't he get picked up by somebody? He got picked up by Damon Staff, I thought.
He's in Georgia Tech. Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Appreciate that heads up, son. Faraji Phillips.
Oh, yes, sir.
New coach Lemoyne.
Man, appreciate
Love
y'all,
you, brother.
Man.
Love you, brother. Appreciate
Congrats,
you just
man.
As much, man. Congratulations. Yes, sir.
He is Anthony Sane announcing that he's going to go do the daily grind thing. Best of luck, man. It is a grind, but
he's built for it. I hope he keeps getting them interviews too.
That's right. That's right. And he's doing it's on you know YouTube is definitely like if someday if this you know radio station said to me someday you're done, you're never going to work here again, and they just put me on my ass, you know, I obviously would take a few days to sort of you know. Process that.
And you call Field of 68 and say I'm coming full time.
And then I don't think they have any full time openings. But I think what I would do if I wanted to continue doing the media thing, maybe I did. I would, but if I did, it would be on YouTube. It would be trying to start my own. Now he's doing it with Bluff City Media, right? Like so, it's part of that sort of distribution. But I would even say like if I had the means to do it, I would produce it myself. I would start my own. Channel, I would start my own everything, and I would just, you know, see where I could take that, you know, and maybe it would go nowhere. Maybe nobody would care, or maybe they would. And then I own everything I'm doing, and I own all the you know, I could sell my own stuff. I could do my own stuff. I mean, that's the Mr. Beast business model, bro. Mr. Beast owns all that. He started with nothing. He started with like 100, you know, views a video. And now this dude is one of the richest people, you know, in the United States.
Yep.
All based on YouTube. So, it's hard. Most people, you know, don't get to that level, obviously. But, man, if you do, it can be quite lucrative. So best of luck to Anthony Sain there, going daily there. And as you know, Jason, it's just that about the chopping the wood, man. Chop wood, carry water every single day. So appreciate Anthony Sain for joining us on the show. Last to get to, we got a game six tonight, a closeout opportunity for the New York Knicks. You pointed out they have not done so at home since before the 21st century.
That's right.
Can they do that tonight?
All hands on deck for the Knicks and MSG tonight.
What I can tell you is the sports books are begging you to bet the Boston Celtics. Now, that can mean a lot of things, but the price just keeps getting better on the Boston Celtics tonight.
What does Brad think, though?
What does Brad think, who has lost three in a row?
Kind of stumbling.
Rumbling, bubbling, stumbling.
Yes, that's right. Stumbling is appreciated around
just
here.
Just when Brad started to feel comfortable, what? Slip and fall. Don't drop the soap, Brad. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, how are you trying to find me? Yes. Black Tie Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. They get that at Black Tie. They're going to help you move wherever you're going. Cross town, cross country. They can handle it. They are the best. You want a team that you can trust, right, with your stuff. It's going to show up when they say they're going to show up. You need things to go really well when you're moving. And that's what's going to happen every time with the good folks at Black Tie Moving. Call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. We got a closeout game tonight in the NBA, the National Basketball Association, Jason. It's Boston Celtics on the road at the New York Knickerbockers. Now, you know when we use the full name, it's a big game.
Mm-hmm.
We go Knickerbocker. It's a big game. Celtics are dogs. Plus 2.5. But what's interesting is the money line. Because, I mean, we know what happened in game five. I mean, we know that, you know, Celtics got down early. They stormed back in the second half. Cornette had a great game. Brown had a great game. Derek White had a great game. And yet, you know, with Tatum, they were, what, 5.5-point favorites on the road? And now they're 2.5-point favorites. So you get into the question of, like, is Jason Tatum really worth 7 points, bro? Is that man worth 7 points to the total, to the point spread? Because, again, Boston minus 5.5 with Tatum, now plus 2.5 without. So, you know, even more than 7, it feels like. You know, we talked about heart of a champion. We talked about stats that you had. The Knicks have not closed out at home since 1999. They had a chance to do that last year in Game 7 against the Pacers. They did not do that. They lost. They lost at home in Madison Square Garden. And now they get, obviously, a Boston Celtics team that probably is feeling a little better about their chances. Because now you're, you know, basically the way they look at it is we got a one-game playoff. Because if we can send this thing back to Boston, we're winning. That would be my mentality, you know, if I'm the Celtics.
I'm sure that's what they thought against the Heat, too. I think we all did, and they still
lost
Game 7.
That is true.
But was it Heat?
Tatum
was a different Jimmy Butler. Tatum got hurt at the end?
At the beginning.
Beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning of the game, he turned his ankle. I don't know if he finished.
Tatum got hurt at the end of this one. Yes, it was the beginning of that one.
Yeah.
They did lose that Game 7 after we all thought, coming back down from 0-3, destiny favored them.
He finished the game. He played 42 minutes, but he said afterwards that he was a shell of himself because of the injury.
I didn't realize he played 42 minutes.
Yeah, I think that just might have been an excuse. Although it did happen on the first play of the game. You know, you can go back and look at it. He steps on Gabe Vincent's foot, you know. So,
I would probably feel the same way with it going back to Boston, that they would get this done even without Tatum, because at that point the momentum – you know, everything you've built up. Knicks are doubting themselves, clearly, and having to go back. No, man, they don't want to let this thing get back to Boston.
Yeah, exactly. I'm cool with either of these teams. I think I would, like, for a pure entertainment value standpoint, I think I would prefer the Knicks because they're fully healthy, and the Knicks haven't been in the finals since 1999. That would be a lot of fun to me to see a New York team in the finals. But I don't really care who wins the series. I think it's, you know, either one is going to probably be an underdog to the West. They will be an underdog to the West because it's, you know, Minnesota, don't know who's coming out of OKC and Denver. And we got to talk about that game last night, right? But yeah, I think it's going to be a great one. 7 o'clock on ESPN. We're carrying this game, correct, Brad? It'll be right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And we'll see. We'll see if the champs, Jason, have one last gasp in them and try to force a game seven.
Nuggets extended and forced a game seven. That will be Sunday. And old Coach Jokic, he's going to have a couple of days of rest. Now, it's been a while since he's had that, having to go every other day. And Lord knows Denver could use it with how thin they are. They played eight guys last night, and thankfully for them, they got a little something out of each of them. Even though Russell Westbrook continues to do things, make you scratch your head, he had four turnovers. Julian Strother comes off the bench, 15 points, red hot from three,
yep,
three or four. And they need every bit of that they can get as thin as they are because they didn't get a great game from Aaron Gordon, who nope. gave them just 5 points in 38 minutes. They do find a way, though. And like we've talked about, you know, the Nuggets, they've shown to me at least that they're the one team so far that's been able to, at times, force OKC into its pace, Denver's pace, where they're not just going up and down the floor on you like it felt like they were for most of the series against the Grizzlies. Again, you got the best player in the world, and Nikola Jokic, it helps you do that. But that when they have been in control in this series, it's been at their pace. And in just as John kind of pointed out about the last series, if the Celtics win tonight, you make it a one-game series with 2 days of rest, which feels like a lot for Jokic, having played the schedule that they played, and especially the way the NBA did them earlier in this series with the scheduling. It's affected Denver more because they're thinner. Realize both teams have had to play the same schedule. That said, you know, I've got Denver in our long shot challenge that John didn't want to be a part of, but he's still sitting in the clubhouse as the leader because he picked Pacers. These picks came after game one upsets
yep.
by these teams.
Yep.
At that point, the favorites were still the favorites, Boston included, and so was, in John's case, Pacers, who they just put down.
They just put down the Cavs.
Cavs,
yeah.
Cavs were highly favored.
Yeah.
But yours were the shortest of the
Correct.
Odds yes. of the long shots.
Correct.
I was the second shortest picking Denver. If I'd picked the Knicks, I'd probably feel even better about my situation. But I still feel good now. We've
yeah.
extended the series. I guess I could technically
win it. I mean, you're going to a game seven, man. I
could technically win it because I was a longer shot, although
that's right.
John is sitting pretty in the clubhouse with Indiana having already advanced.
Yeah, I mean, you're the guy that's going, you know, to a playoff hole. I mean, you're the one sweating it out. I've been in the clubhouse for
I have been sweating this one out.
About 3 days.
I felt like we had control at one point in the series, but obviously when OKC took that 3-2 lead,
yeah.
Started to look bleak. But look, one game now, and you get it on Sunday, like we mentioned, that's news because 2 days of rest for this thin Denver team is very necessary.
Yes,
just look at Jokic. He's not just playing. We've joked about it, but he truly is coaching this team as well. Last night, 29-14-8. He was more efficient. 9-14, 10-12 from the free throw line. You know, he'd been missing free throws he normally makes. Guys, 90%. For most of, you know, when he's usually rolling. And so, yeah, he was back last night. They needed it. Jamal Murray, too. I thought physicality. Yeah, man, I watched that game real quick. And something that Drew Hill said with us yesterday was standing out to me all through that game. That's why I love talking to him every Thursday. That's why you should listen to him 11:25 with us on Thursdays. The Grizzby writer for the Daily Memphis. He had talked about how, you know, we were talking potential OKC-Minnesota series, and Drew had pointed to the physicality that the league lets OKC get away with,
mm-hmm.
right? They knock you around, and because the point Drew made, because they're always doing it, the refs are like, we can't call everything. And they let a lot of stuff, Dort and everybody, they're beating on you. They were beating on Jamal last night. There was an and one that everybody saw.
Right.
They didn't call the foul.
Yep.
Jamal screaming at the ref. I mean, he throws his hands and everything, and it was just obvious that OKC is being given a longer leash when it comes to fit. Now you got to credit them because they do it so often and they're so physical now. Caruso, Dort, all those guys—they're bumping you all the time, and it's constant. And for them to be able to do that constantly, well, that credit to them—that's energy, that's effort, on that's tenacity on defense. But it was so true. And Jamal, did you see him? And on the other end,
mm-hmm.
of course, they give everything to the.
the man they call the free throw merchant in SGA, and Jamal's imitating SGA flopping and him getting the foul call.
Yep.
So back to the point. What Drew had pointed out was all through that game, and yet Denver was still through that frustration. Jamal Murray was pointing it out. He's going back and forth, giving it back to them just as physically. Through it all, they were still able to come out on top. That's difficult, especially when you got a 7-8-man rotation.
Yep.
So impressive win last night to be able to put up 119 on a very good defense. It helped that Jalen Williams can't hit the damn side of a barn right now. He was 3 of 16 and scored 6 points in that game. He's the all-star next to SGA. And right now, all eyes are sort of on him in terms of his inefficiency this whole series for 38 points, those 6 points. 38 minutes, 6 points, 3 of 16 shooting, 0 of 4 from 3.
Yep.
That is not going to get it in a game 7. And so, anyway, back at home, while I'm pulling hard for Denver, obviously, OKC, all those role guys, that's where those shots are going to drop.
Yeah.
Just like Strother's shots dropping last night.
Very true. Very
and
true.
All those OKC guys figure all those role players that come in are going to be hitting those shots because, as we know, I think it's just, what, 6 losses, something like that for OKC at home this season. That place is, when it gets rolling, and it will be to start that game, mm-hmm. it's just a tough place to win. So my heart is with Denver, but everything tells me that OKC will win this game.
Well, I have some thoughts. One, I've already bet Denver for game 7 plus 8. I already bet them.
It's plus 8. I know that's why you bet it.
Yeah. I don't rule out.
You bet the money line.
I don't rule out that they can win money line.
Of course you don't.
I don't rule that out, but I'm definitely going to take the points.
Been seeing stuff like that all playoff.
Yes.
Especially in these.
Yes.
In these semis.
And I'm probably going to bet Boston tonight money line. And sort of the same theme for both games because to me this is essentially a game 7, and I think the Knicks will feel the pressure of a game 7 because it's at home. Right, like they're gonna feel that weight of if we don't get this done tonight, how are we going back to Boston and expect that you're not gonna be favored?
Yeah,
right. You're not gonna be a favorite on the road at Boston, and they know that. So, I gotta say, I don't think OKC has the look of a champion. They just don't. I don't believe that you can expect to be that with Jalen Williams as your second best player. That was a Hall of Shame-esque performance from him last night. Like, honestly, for relative to the caliber of player people would like us to believe that he is.
Bro, he is an all-star. He's having a bad series.
That was brutal. That was abysmal. He couldn't make a layup.
He's had 32 in one game this series. The rest of it's been pretty much garbage.
Yeah, shooting poorly, not making layups, not defending.
Yeah, it was bad for him last night. It was, but I imagine he's embarrassed. That's what it looked like when SGA they were all pulling everybody off the floor. He looked embarrassed.
I don't trust Oklahoma City's secondary players to show up on Sunday.
They're at home. It's where they're comfortable.
They're comfortable in a game 4.
Well, they're comfortable or so long 2. As SGA hits his first couple of shots and those guys don't become deer in headlights. They'll fall right in line.
But I think what they've shown you, Jason, is that they are going to have that deer in headlights look. Because if you look at what they've done in their 2 closeout opportunities this year, they barely beat the Grizzlies, and then they lose as 5-point favorites last night against the Denver team that is basically like giving up on. Jamal Murray ends up getting sick, and he's questionable an hour before the game. And then Michael Porter Jr. is banged up and not healthy, and he gets cut out of the rotation by Strother. I think this Oklahoma City team gets really, really tight when the leverage gets high. You got Shea. Shea's gonna get his 30 plus. Fine. What do I know I'm getting from anybody else? What do I know I'm getting? I cannot say I know what I'm getting from Jalen Williams. I can't do that. I could probably say I know I'm getting like 15 from Chet. Maybe, right? Mm-hmm. Caruso's gonna bring me some defense, but in terms of like consistency, depending like. All right, I know you guys play 10 guys. You're going to bring in Isaiah Joe. You're going to bring in Wiggins. You're going to try to, Dort's a liability out there. Like, I know he hit a couple threes, but they'll live with that all day long, So, I don't know, man. I think Denver can do it, bro. I think Denver can do it on Sunday, because I know they have champs. They have vets who have been in these situations before, and OKC is still, the youngest team left in the playoffs?
They're the youngest team in the league, I believe.
Youngest team in the league. Like, that's showing now. That's showing on the court.
Talked about that to begin the series after they went down 0-1, but
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They had a chance to close out. They didn't. It was on the road, though. You're going to get the best effort from Jokic. You're going to get the best effort from them.
Right.
And that's what they got. I mean, Aaron Gordon was the only guy really for them that was off.
Yeah. I just think they look very tight. I think they look very tight.
And I'm just not. I think you're kind of laying out that there's a thin margin for error for Oklahoma City, bro. They got players on top of players. The margin for error is thinnest with Denver. Mm-hmm. And yes, Isaiah Joe could be off. But what you could see is Jalen Williams bounce back in an all-star level way. The man had 32 in a game earlier this series. He's had a bad series otherwise, but very capable.
Yeah.
Again, all-star and proven, very capable of stepping up, and especially at home. They're young. Yeah, I imagine if it's close down the stretch, and I like where you're at with the points. I mean, what, you got 8 again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I could see them tightening up. But, bro, they are deep.
Yeah.
And to paint a picture that there's some thin margin for error for them is I don't think realistic. I think that's on the Denver side. And now, again, Denver has to do this on the road. The advantage for Denver is that they got 2 days rest, and you got the best player in the world.
That's right. I mean, I guess I would just say I think that their best players will deliver, right? And I don't know that I can say that that is true of Thunder. I don't know that their best players.
Aaron Gordon had been one of your best players in the playoffs. I'll give you 5 last night.
Right, that's true. And they still win.
And so who's the other one? Jamal? I mean, Jamal's been up, been down. He's had injury issues. He's had sickness issues.
Yep.
But he's been kind of inconsistent. Hadn't been certainly what we saw a couple when they won the championship.
Yeah.
He's not been at that level. So that's all I'm saying. Those guys could disappear, have bad games.
Right. No, that's very true.
That's probably more realistic than, you know, all of those guys you mentioned for OKC all, you know, not showing up.
Well,
you're in a good spot because of the points. And Denver has shown they can keep them at their pace. They can keep OKC at their pace.
Four straight.
Right. And so looking for a close game,
yeah.
And I'm with you on OKC getting tight in those moments. I said it after game 1, fear.
Right.
Because they haven't done it.
They have not done
it. This is where it ended for them last
year. That's right. They closed out, you know, the Pelicans and the Grizzlies in the 1-8 matchups, but that's nothing.
And it's time. The pressure is all on them, and because they're so young, I could absolutely see it being close game. You're going to be in the money, and then OKC is going to win a close.
Yeah. Oh, so last year it was a very close game. It was 117-116 in game 7 against the Mavs. I didn't realize it was that close.
Didn't get it done. Luka owned them.
Yeah. Oh, it was not a game 7, it was a game 6. What are we talking about? I don't know why AI spit that out as game. Bad AI, bad Gemini. But it was, you know, close out.
I thought Luka just killed them that whole series.
Oh, he 100% did. Dallas owned them in that series. I mean, came in as the 4 seed? 5 seed and get that done in 6 against the 1. Yeah. But look, the Thunder are coming, you know? I don't know that their time is now. And I will say, whatever happens on Sunday, it does make me feel much better about Minnesota's actual fighting chances against them in a series.
Oh no, man, they beat you up. Okay, like Drew said, it was all night last night. It's crazy.
But you remember that 7-game stat that Raheem Palmer has. When the team that comes out of a 7-game series against another team that has that advantage,
I remember him mentioning that.
What they're like 40% all time in that series.
I mean, I know Ant's gonna bring it.
So it may be an automatic bet just for that.
But don't forget about the Minnesota turnover.
But yeah, they got to clean that up. I mean, it's a wrap if they don't.
That's free energy you're giving OKC 100%. With the way you turn the ball over.
Denver's been, it feels like, pretty good at not turning the ball over. They've done it a little bit, but it feels like it hasn't gone nuts. But like 21 turnovers for the Timberwolves the other night, like you can't get away with that against the Thunder.
Denver had 14 last night.
Yeah, I mean that's still too many.
Jamal had 5 of them, but all their main guys only had 1.
Yeah.
At 5 of the 14, the Westbrook, of course, had 4. There's 9 of your 14 right there.
I didn't realize
Jamal was 6.
I didn't realize Brown had 23.
Yeah. He's been good, man.
Yeah.
Whether it's been his defense on guys like Harden or having to step up big shots, getting to the hole.
Yep.
They hit him a lot back door. He's by the goal. You know, he's determined. He's made himself into that useful player that at one point we said, well, they don't, you know, he hasn't been able to step up in that, was it Bruce Brown that left after the championship season? This Brown wasn't ready quite yet.
Yeah.
He's doing that now.
Yep.
Because he's defending and he's hitting. But it feels like it's at home, though.
Mm-hmm. No, it does.
Let's see it on the road.
The splits are pretty drastic.
That's just my eyeballs and my memory telling me that, but I would imagine the splits probably.
No, it is. I mean, that was his best game of the series, but the two best games of the series have been at home.
Yes.
Game four, he had 17, and obviously last night he had 23.
That's when he's hitting you offensively. I'm not sure he's doing that on Sunday.
He doesn't shoot the ball well anywhere, though, save for last night. So that's just been a problem.
He's been great defensively.
But, yeah, it'll be a hell of a game on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to that one for sure. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We're going to do Fade Brad. We got the weekend. Well, we don't, actually. We just have the one, don't we? Because we won't have any games set.
That's right. We could have a game seven, but we don't, from Boston and Knicks, but we won't know.
We will not know until Saturday, or until later on tonight.
So I got to pick, what, the Nuggets, Oklahoma City game seven, and then tonight's game, right? I guess.
That's right. So you got two.
Still two. Have two picks.
So yeah. Two games for Brad. All right. Hey.
It's more than the one we've had.
Yeah.
The last
yeah.
We got to throw like one 5-game slate at him.
So there's no NBA on Saturday. Soon this will be gone.
That's right.
Now, NBA? every day starting Tuesday, there will be games because I just put that schedule together. But, yeah, I think Monday.
Take us how far in June?
Usually like the first or second week.
We get to second week, the very beginning. Yeah.
Savor it.
He's got draft and then summer league.
I only remember this because when I got married in Mexico, they had the game on.
Yeah.
They had the finals game on.
Well, that's cool.
In the bar. But it's like I think it's like very short after that. Like it's.
We're going to turn up summer league though.
Yeah,
John's going to be on site. Well, we're going for the ship.
That's exactly right. I'll be out there early so I can see the full, team.
Our dudes are going to play too. Yeah. It sounds like for the Grizz, like some of our core players, like well, you know, some
does,
of these guys.
Does Isolo have to win the summer league to retain his job?
I don't think so. I think at this point, given the front office, that's their ride or die. I think he does.
I will always forever. That take on Silverfield.
I enjoyed the take. I would have said I don't think it's going to go well, and I believe it's because of
the man
what you
said
are.
He enjoyed the take. Right? Yeah. It's his own take.
I know. I have enjoyed it too because look at how it's played out.
Yeah, it's played exactly
and
like I thought
you
it would.
Made you look like a freaking genius.
And I think Isolo is going to play out similarly, by the way, because it's going to be marginal at best. You already got a sampling of it. You should have said, okay,
here's the take.
Yeah, here you go. You saw what you're going to get out of
you
Isolo.
You don't believe in him.
No.
Man, I don't know about that. I don't think
you got a sampling, folks.
You didn't
Brad's
get
had
a fair.
To say for a
Here's
while
one of the
on
things
Isolo,
I believe something in life and in sports. Mm. Believe your eyes.
He got thrown into a situation that was impossible. I mean, who
I agree with you.
You're not Greg Popovich wouldn't have been able to coach that team to a better record.
I mean, I don't disagree with that.
I mean, are there things he could have done better? Of course, but like they did not throw that man into the fire and expect hey. You better show us something. You better go show us something, or you're not getting this job. Like,
then why do it?
Because they like him.
I know. You're right.
They well, Taylor wasn't playing Edie. He was just throwing you a finger.
It was a chance for them to get him some free, cheap experience.
You're exactly right.
But it wasn't like, hey, go prove yourself, and if you do well, we'll give you the job.
I don't disagree. I'm not disagreeing with you. That's why it was dumb.
But what did you want to see?
I wanted to see Taylor get a chance to either get killed or finish
it. Taylor's gone.
Yeah, I know.
So what did you want to see after they hired Isolo?
That's what I would have done. Like, I would have kept Taylor. If I'm the front office, like, if you're asking me to be the front office, you don't fire the coach. If you do fire the coach, like, what are you expecting?
Well, no,
we're not disagreeing.
No, it was crazy
you're
to fire.
You don't do it because what are you going to expect the coach to do?
No,
not
but,
much.
But all I'm saying is you said that you've seen it, right?
I have seen it.
He said that. He said you've seen the sample of Isolo.
Yes.
What did you want to see that you didn't see?
Something
him?
Remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think remarkable well,
like
is possible.
It would have been remarkable if Sylvia beat Penn State.
It would have.
It would have been exactly right.
It would have.
But I don't
and
think
that's what
again,
you do.
My comparison of the two things. Is
I don't.
Very
I don't
accurate.
Think remarkable was ever in the realm of possibility with the situation that he inherited. Especially when you start to taking into account the injuries, you lose Ja. It wasn't remarkable. Wasn't possible. There was never going to be a moment where Thomas Isolo gets into the basket of grapes like Jesus and makes wine. It just wasn't going to happen. The grapes were going to turn out to be the grapes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think you're right.
But I'm not gonna foreclose the possibility that he could actually be good. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna sit here and put my name on it. I'm not gonna stamp it. I think it's gonna be great.
Right.
But I can't say, oh, dude, you went 4-5, you got swept by the Thunder, therefore you can never be a good coach.
I would put money on it.
Most NBA coaches do flame out. So historically, you would be on the right side.
I'm going to stamp my take on this.
I just can't.
Feel it with conviction.
I'm not ready to go quite there. Am I impressed by him? No. Am I, like, put off by him? No. I think, again, the thing with Isolo is that he's a smart basketball guy. He's got the acumen. Can he manage the personalities? Can he get everybody happy?
There you go.
And that I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, I
think you got it.
If I was forced to make a bet, I would probably bet one way. But, again, I'm open to the possibility. So, anyway, we shall see. Come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Trying to find ESPN. I was getting active on VIP Play Tennessee last night. Now, you never ask a woman what she bet. You never ask a woman her age and what she bet. So don't ask. I ain't telling. I didn't win. Okay? I didn't win. But I tell you what, man, it was really easy to deposit. It was really easy to bet. I got a very fair price. That's the kind of things I'm looking for when I'm betting, right? I can't guarantee I'm going to win. But I always try to guarantee myself a fair price and a fair chance to win. And that's what you get at VIP Play Tennessee. Super easy to use. Download the app now. Bet $5, you get $100 as a new customer. Got NBA, got Major League Baseball, hockey. How many hockey games we got? We got a hockey game tonight. That'll be fun. Panthers, Maple Leafs, NBA playoffs, whatever you're looking for. It's VIP Play Tennessee, available exclusively in Tennessee on the App Store. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Kevin Sweeney is going to join us at 125. He was at the NBA Combine, which he lives in Chicago, so it's convenient. He gets to just kind of, it's like we get to like scoot on over to the EYBL. He got to scoot on over to the NBA Combine. So that's a fun thing to cover because you get to talk to all those guys. You get to like see, you know, all right, how are you feeling about the draft? You want to stay in? You want to go back? Like,
it's a great combine.
Was it a great one?
In terms of the
I don't think so.
Number of high-level prospects that you want to talk to?
Not really. No, it's actually probably not.
I could probably make a case that the EYBL and all the college coaches down here might be more exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe not for Sweeney, does. Terms of the two events this year, might be EYBL.
Maybe so.
Quick question. Do they have to like Cooper Flagg, for example, I think I saw pictures. He's there. Right?
Yes.
So, like, does the league, like, mandate, like, you're not draft eligible if you don't do – because I was shocked to see that.
There's
like,
something that –
like, there's a clause?
Yeah, because Konkanipal got hurt and did not do the athletic testing.
Oh.
And I saw that he's going to have to do it somewhere at some point.
Oh, so they – but there is like a deal basically. Maybe it's the CBA or whatever where they have – like I was shocked to see Flagg doing this.
Well, I mean, if you were the NBA, wouldn't you mandate that?
No, I would. But, you know, NFL's a little different bag now.
Yes. But I don't know exactly, you know, what the language is. But I swear I saw something with Con Knipple.
But he'll have to make up that particular drill or whatever, or vertical or whatever.
Yeah, there's just going to have to be some sort of
you got
to do something. You got to get your stuff out there.
Okay.
But he was apparently injured, and so he could not do it in this case. So yeah, I think otherwise Cooper Flagg wouldn't be there.
Right.
He knows he's going number one. You know, he doesn't have to work out at all. Like, but in the NFL, yeah, like the, you know.
I thought this happened a couple of years ago where if you sign up to come, you're signing to sign up for all the measurements and everything and do all the athletic activity. And
right.
Because they will use that slot for someone else.
Okay.
Maybe, it seems like that, there was a change a couple of, like Brad is mentioning, like a couple few years ago, maybe.
Might be CBA or something, part of the league.
Oh, it would have to be part of the CBA, I'm sure.
Yeah.
To get it through, but you had that new CBA.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it came with that or not, but it does ring a bell, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Here it is from Gavoni. Knipple, in your example, John, must complete both portions of the Combine's events at a later date. Even without his participation in the Combine's this week, he's still expected to hear his name fairly soon. And so that's been reported on. Yeah. He's got to do it. Even it's an ankle injury.
But I can't find anything that says, hey, this is when it changed. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, like you have to.
The NBA collective bargaining agreement mandates that all invited players participate in the combine.
There you are.
The possibility of excusing attendance and requiring completion of activities later.
Right.
Yeah.
And they invite a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Certainly they invite more.
Now, you don't
have
to take the invite.
Right.
Imagine.
Say no.
Yeah.
But if you take it, obviously you took it for a reason because you want to get drafted.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be able to say, oh, you know. You can't be like a damn NFL player, not throw.
But it is different in that comparison
because
those top guys don't.
Exactly.
And some of these guys have half-ass measurements. I mean, I heard Gabe yesterday talking about some center that had like a, you know, 26-inch vert or something. I forget.
But, you know, the reason why, I don't know this for a fact, but my assumption would be because NBA contracts are fully guaranteed.
Right.
NFL contracts are not. So there's less incentive. Like, the NFL doesn't have to say, oh, we need to know every single thing about you. We need to know, you know, you have to show us because we're getting, no, you're not doing that, right? I mean, the NFL can cut you and not pay you and all that, you know.
There's been a slight shift, though. Didn't I read something about a second rounder in the NFL getting all guaranteed money?
I think there probably is some catching up, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know about catching up.
Yeah.
But, like, I want to say that you're getting more and more guaranteed money. It's not guaranteed contracts necessarily for all those guys all the way through. But
right.
Read something about a second rounder this year getting a ton, most of his money guaranteed.
It does seem crazy to me that the NBA guarantees their money. Like, if the NFL won't do it, of all leagues, if they won't do it, why is the NBA doing it?
So the rule, it says here for the NFL's new collective bargaining agreement, first rounders now fully guaranteed for base and signing bonus.
Yeah.
So that's...
That's what I'm saying. And the story this year, the new thing was that a second rounder had one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's seeping in a little bit.
Starting to get there with those first two rounds.
Yeah. Yeah, but interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, that you know, you got to do it.
Yeah,
so.
Jaden Higgins, the Texans, gave him in the second round a fully guaranteed contract
this year.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you have it. We'll talk to Kevin Sweeney about that. I guess I don't know if there's anything that we necessarily would care about, right? Like PJ Haggerty, I think we're kind of mentally moved on from. I'm kind of curious as to what Milos Uzan will do for Houston. He's a guy that I saw Harrington tweeting about today because the Grizzlies have a second round pick, and he, by all accounts, did not have a great combine, which is why he would be available in the second round. But if you're a guy like that and you have eligibility left, why the hell would you not just go back to school, go back to Houston and make money, and then do it again next year and hope to improve your stock? But apparently, from the people that I talked to, he wants to go play in the NBA, even if he's not going to actually play. See, like, that's crazy to me. I thought we were done with that. I thought if it's even close, you're going back to school. But
we thought that on David Jones.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And I, you know,
if you're going to be a second rounder or
a two-way guy,
you come back and get the money.
I wonder how he feels about that decision
right?
in 2025.
I mean, he should have talked to Lester.
Yeah.
Lester's still going the tough road to hoe, right?
Yes, he did. Now, and that was before.
But, and the money's blown up now.
The money was not nearly what it was back then.
But Lester but he got a nice, but it was a nice little bag he was getting offered, though. Now, it's not what it is now.
No. But the two-way was still more back then.
Wow.
Now it's not.
But you could have it taken away from you immediately, and he did.
Yes, he did.
Now, he got some money back. But early on, man, he was struggling.
No, he had to. Exactly. I mean, I think he'd probably tell you that.
This team would have been good.
I made a mistake. You know, I should have come back.
Who would that have been with? Would that, that's not Kendrick, is it?
That would have been 22-23.
Stop it. He'd have been on the Kendrick team.
Wow.
Yeah. Was that not? That was 23, bro.
Yeah.
That's why they had to go get an Acott. Because he was on the 21-22 team.
That one right there would have made a difference. Because you know what? He would have been on that guy. He wouldn't have jumped.
He would not have been Elijah McCadden.
Because he was your best perimeter defender.
You know, we don't probably talk about that enough.
Oh, that one
hurt. Lester kind of screwed the Tigers with that one. You know, it's like, you know, you don't want to, like, go to.
Because it wasn't a lot more in two-way money. Money was different NIL-wise than what they were offering him.
Yes.
But it wasn't a ton different from the two-way deal at the time.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So that one.
Yeah.
When you look back at what happened that season, it really stings.
Yeah.
They were what, 26-7 without him?
They could have made a Sweet 16 run with that man.
I mean, they
beat FAU and maybe it goes deeper.
I mean, yeah, they could have really ended a drought, man. But that's what we do. We have to talk about.
Yeah, that one hurts.
That was a mistake. I mean, just it was. You know,
plus that one was on him. Memphis did its part on that one. They offered him.
No, you're right.
Just hypotheticals, man. Sad.
And you get another year to try to show out, and maybe increase that stock. You know.
Yeah, I think if it's close, you come back. But you know, guys get inundated, you know, infatuated, and
a weaker draft though, right? You said next year would be a little bit tougher.
Yep.
You have to factor that in. Yep. I don't know if it's in it. Like you said, I like this money at Houston.
Right.
And we'll see where I'm at next year. It's the same thing.
Are the agents starting to go back to school?
Yeah.
Well, they've been doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because you in most case in these fringe cases, they're going to make more.
Yeah.
And it's going to be easier for them, right?
Boogie Flan already did it. Go on.
Yeah.
He can go make whatever it is at Florida. He's going to make a four or whatever.
Boogie
it is.
Flan is making going to make $4 million.
He withdrew, did he not?
God.
From the combat.
My goodness.
He's going to go to Florida. He's going to make $4 million. And by the way, we'll talk to Kevin Sweeney about this.
And you best believe his agent was telling him to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah, because he gets too much money.
Yes.
Too much money.
Florida, dude.
So the agent made $400.
Florida, if they add Boogie Flan, could be right back. Because Condon's coming back, from what I hear. Howe is back. They're back up big. You know, the blonde kid.
Yeah.
Adding Fland. And then I feel like there's one more guy that I'm leaving out that's coming back that was on the fringe. But, I mean, they're returning so much of that team. You know what I'm saying? That I think they should probably be a top preseason top five team again, which is very rare in this age. Transfer portal, bringing back so many of those guys.
Yeah. Crazy. Champs, though, that helps keep guys.
No, it does. You're right. And, again, Todd Golden got that NIL.
Yeah, and the NIL bump they got.
He got that NIL,
now
man.
Now they got whatever you need.
Exactly.
Man, they're loaded at Florida. I'm looking
Chinyulu was the other guy they're bringing back.
Yeah.
They're bringing back both bigs.
Aberdeen.
No, Aberdeen left.
Oh, did he?
Weirdly. That was the controversy. He left.
What?
And he went to.
Did he transfer?
I think he went to Kentucky.
Oh, boy, was clutch, though. That's a lot to. The light-skinned point guard is gone, right, Walt?
Yeah, he's gone. He's going to the
That's
NBA.
What I'm saying. Wow. Boogie ain't him. That's
no, he's not.
Boogie
no, he's
has,
not.
Doesn't have that clutch gene that Walter did.
But I mean, if I could tell, if
that's
I told
a lot
you
to have back though,
if I told you that, if they were going to return, you know, basically three starters.
That's
pretty nuts. That's pretty nuts in today's day.
Who's going to be favored among be higher favored in the SEC?
Yeah,
if you've got three starters back from the national championship team.
You know, Kentucky maybe, but I doubt it.
Bama's.
I don't know what Bama is doing in the portal this year, bro. I am extremely disappointed.
Well, they're usual suspects. That's why I brought them up. I'm not as up to date on their portal stuff as
Arkansas,
you are.
Arkansas, right?
I mean, I think Arkansas. You know, they're going to be young. I mean, they're you know.
So there's a good chance Florida's back on top of it.
Absolutely.
It's three starters.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like.
Oh, Tennessee's going to be.
Tennessee added the kid. Amen.
Five star.
But I'm not really convinced on, you know, you got to replace Ziegler. You know, that's going to be tough, man. yeah, Kentucky did a lot.
The shooting guard's gone too, right, Chaz?
Yeah, Chaz is gone.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
I think,
he's at the combine. What am I talking about?
Ole Miss will be in the mix, bro. With all the things they've done, They're going to be in the mix.
Not for the favorite, though, when you got three stars back on national champion. They'll be in the mix in the top
yeah,
half.
I'll be honest. I think Florida is going to be the favorite in the SEC.
Well, you just said they bring back three starters.
It'll be Florida. I think the top three will be Florida, Kentucky.
Arkansas, yeah.
Tennessee. I mean, Auburn lost everything, right? Because now Pettiford's staying in.
Okay.
So
wow.
Yeah, I mean that's the blow for them. So like PJ Haggerty could actually wind up benefiting because now all these schools need players, like that were like surprised. And guess what? If Boogie Flynn goes to Florida, Arkansas needs a guard, right? So now Auburn needs a guard.
Right, this domino effect.
So he's actually, you know, I know people kind of like crapped on him because maybe he overplayed his hand, but might actually end up working out for him by waiting this late. Because now, okay, I'm going to leverage NC State against Arkansas. I'm going to leverage Arkansas against Auburn, like all three. This is hypothetical, but you could see how that could happen.
Yeah, and being decent at the combine, yeah. At least in these games and the shooting drills, can only help you.
Okay. Right.
So in terms of a desperate team saying, oh, yeah, we'll go pay him.
He might get to four.
He might, because I mean, you got to do something if you're Auburn. If you lose Pettiford, that's insane. Right. I mean, they expected a huge year from him. You know, I think Arkansas might say like, "Hey, like we got Carter Knox coming back. Like we got some guys coming in, but they're freshmen though, dude. Like
we got Trey.
They got Trey. That's true. They got Trey.
Stepping it up this year offensively. Mm-hmm.
I think Brazil is back again.
How?
I think he's back again, bro. I don't know how, but I think he's back, man.
Super senior.
So that will help. Thiero may stay in the draft. So that's another guy, right? They lose a Visich. So, yeah, it's Trayvon's going to be a senior somehow because the COVID year.
Wow.
But yeah, that's all the combine decisions that are taking place. And by the way, I ain't trying to start nothing. But I did see our man Chuck Lawson say on Twitter.
I saw this.
Who was, hey, he's plugged in, man.
Stand by.
Did you retweet him?
Not yet.
What did he say?
But Chuck Lawson tweeted, he thinks Memphis is going to get a commitment soon.
I didn't retweet that, man. When Chuck Lawson says that, you got to put it out there.
Chuck Lawson's word is bond, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm reposting.
Chuck Lawson was then asked, think a big man? He said, nah, not a big.
Oh, I've got a clue who he's talking about.
Is it somebody from Memphis?
I don't want
John's already educated us. He wrote about him.
Oh, yes, he did.
Now,
that's just where my nose is.
Now, how often?
Completely wrong scent.
How often do I write about recruitments anymore, right? Not very often. It's very rare that I write about recruitments. So when I do, maybe there's a reason. I don't know. Maybe there's not a reason. Yeah. But Chuck Lawson wouldn't just be saying that on Twitter. Chuck Lawson's got a beat on it.
Well, and then especially saying, no, not a big. Like it's not a big. He's talking specifically.
Yeah, because they brought in a big on a visit, the kid from Maryland, who if he commits to Memphis, it'd be his fourth school in 4 years.
Well, they need another big.
Yeah, I guess
they're not getting Dane.
We don't really care at this point, do we? If they're a basketball bop or not, we'll take them. You know,
just we're thin in the front court if Dane's not coming back.
No doubt about it. So anyway, we'll see. Maybe we'll know something this weekend. But yeah, very busy. And we'll talk about all this at the combine with Kevin Sweeney at 1:25. We'll come back. We got two games. We got two games for Brad this weekend as we are getting out of the semifinal round in the NBA. He's now lost three in a row, which brings his record to what, 28-22? I believe that's true. So. Hey, we like to see it.
Got losers coming now, folks.
We like to see it. So we'll see what Brad is thinking in the May 16th edition of Fade Brad. We'll do that when we get back. Jason and John, I'm trying to find ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.